In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Oh, man.
Well, it's Wednesday. I'm about to cut a cigar. Oh, I got a drink on the table in front of me. We're missing.
He'll be back.
Can't say we're missing him, Bob.
I'd say, well, for what we're about to do, we're going to need Jazz.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because when it comes to aficionado things.
We're doing aficionado things?
Jazz fits into this one like a bespoke suit. Johnny boy, what are we about to do?
Oh, we're about to masturbate.
You damn right. It's time for the Freedom Friends Master Debate. Solving the world's problems one mediocre fucking topic at a time.
Pee-pee touches.
That's the main fucking factor. But more so, basically how this works, Justin, our producer, gives us a random topic. We have no idea what the fuck it is. And we debate it. Usually turns into a shit show that we're not talking about.
Or we 100% ignore it and talk about
whatever we want. Yeah, it's one of the two.
Yeah.
But that's usually how it goes. I'm Mikey. That's Jazz. There's John and Scott. And we are the Freedom Friends. Justin, what you got for us this week?
Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it. The Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. GrillYourAssOff.com/FreedomFriendsPodcast or use the code Freedom Friends Podcast at checkout.
All right, boys.
All right, boys.
So I want to know if you could master any skill.
Baiting.
Next. Universal baiting.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it? What's the rest of the question?
What would it be?
Baiting.
If master you could master any skill.
I answered that before you even asked it.
Well, you guys tied.
I'm just really upset that Warfighter Scuba doesn't have a muff class.
So I'm trying to convince Nick.
Buff certification. Now, make up some acronym like Master Underwater Firefighter. So that you can go get certified as a muff diver.
It's a good idea.
It's not bad.
Hold on. Are you a master diver with them?
He is.
You're also a freedom friend.
I'm a master underwater freedom friend.
You are a certified muff diver, sir.
Does that make me a rough diver?
Because you're just recreational?
I'm rescue.
Oh, okay.
Well, rough diver. That sounds very gay.
So. Yeah, that sounds kind of gay.
We're going to go right over wrong. At least I'm a muff diver.
Hey, speaking of gay, John got a pedicure with me.
I know.
He got it in haze gray. Look at that.
He did.
It did.
He did.
But yeah, you're master diver certified.
I am.
Right? And a freedom
friend. So I am a muff diver.
You are a master underwater freedom friend.
Fucking that, dude.
Straight up. Certified muff diver.
Get your goddamn snorkel out.
Yeah.
It's the only time I use a snorkel. In the shower, you know, so you can breathe.
So a skill that I would like to master, snorkel showering. let's see here.
So I have.
So here's the problem with that question. Is this like instantaneous or do I have to like go do the whole like, you know, how you get to Carnegie Hall, right?
So, right? We all have the same problem. Okay.
Too many hobbies?
No. Okay. It's not because we don't have too many hobbies. But whatever hobby we decide we want to take,
full on.
We're fucking all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's across the board. It's with all of us. It's not just a single one of us.
We all do that.
I'm somewhat interested in this. It's time to get everything that ever existed.
I'm going to make it my life now.
So it's a really hard question. Like, what do you want to master? It's like, whatever I decide that I want to do, I go down that fucking rabbit hole. And so do you and you and you know what I mean?
The problem is, how much effort does the rabbit hole require?
No, so I...
Because like...
You're talking about in this hypothetical question.
In this hypothetical question, if there's a skill that you could have where you wouldn't have to pay...
I just have it?
Or have the time...
Snap of the fingers, you're now a master. Oh,
Kung Fu. I am a...
Speak Spanish.
I'm a pilot.
Kung Fu.
Every language on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu's on my list. Yeah.
Kung 100%.
Fu. Yeah.
100% Kung Fu.
No, I'm going with languages. Because I take the time to learn Kung Fu if I really want to.
But that's the thing.
I'm a pilot.
But I could take the time.
I'm a pilot that can fly. I'm certified in anything.
You just get to make it.
Because I just saved myself. Pilot. I just saved myself $500,000
at least.
Really, actually, huge fan of the show. Great kid. I've talked about him this before. The one that came to the store. All that kind of stuff. That young kid. Kevin. We'd like him.
Hi, Kevin.
He actually decided that he's transitioning out of his welding position. He wants to go be a pilot. And to fly a rotor wing.
It's not cheap.
Well, it's not. And what he's doing, he's actually...
Ultimate zombie apocalypse fucking skill.
But though. This is also what I was talking about with the reason I liked this kid is that he's young, but he's got the hustle. So he's working his full-time gig.
Yeah.
And he's using that to pay for his flight training.
Nice.
So like he has
self-investment.
Yeah. And so, because he wants to transition... But he wants to do like life flight shit and shit like that. So
like
this isn't like, I'm going to go do that San Marcos tour where I fly you over a fucking empty field.
For $20.
Like, look here, you're fucking in a helicopter. Like he doesn't want to do that. He wants to actually like go do something with it.
Like fly Kobe around or something.
But that, yeah, at least once. But.
Well, only I mean,
once.
Oh, no, no. Zing. I'm just saying that he should have had somebody like this.
But he's got the hustle. So he's still working his gig.
Right.
And then working his kid. See, he's literally sat at my bar and has been going through like his flight logs.
That's awesome.
To like go like, where do I need to improve? What do I need to practice? Like he's a good kid. He rides too. He actually, he really, really wants to ride with us.
Oh, let's go.
And that's what I said. And I was like, fucking, we typically ride on Sundays. And he's like, well, and I was like, no, if you want to ride with us,
yeah,
it's fucking Sundays.
Yeah.
And I was like, and bring your big kid boys. He rides a naked. And it's baller. He built it himself.
So Mal just texts me. She's flying to Philly in the morning.
She's right there.
I know. But her text is gold. And it's perfect timing, too. She goes, please remind me to get my gun out of my bag tonight. Don't want to pull a Justin.
Why didn't you? You should have just texted Justin. That's
I do actually now.
Now he got that permanent reminder.
You just gave him anxiety because you're flying with a bag tomorrow.
What? She's got a bag. Oh fuck! Tell her double check it.
Get that gun out of there.
The only silver lining.
Make sure it's not fucking stolen.
Is I've had so many people be like, "Oh, I thought of you on the day before my trip and pulled my gun out of." Scott did it like before they went.
Every day.
You are a PSA at this point.
Every day, every time that I walk through the doors, leaving the parking garage at San Antonio, there's a sign, and every single time I'm like carrying shit, and I look at it, and I'm like, "Fuck, I should take a picture and send it to Justin." And I just walk by.
Justin, how many times have I sent you that?
At least 10.
Well, I know I've sent it to you a couple times too. Yeah.
So, I'm hardcore about it. And that one time I got popped was at Logan in Boston. And I had a round. And the funny thing at this point is I had been on like 6 airplanes at this point and had a round in my backpack. And finally Logan caught it. And I was like, they're like, well, we're going to have to call Boston PD. And I was like, okay.
Or you can just take it.
So it showed up and they were like, what do you want to do with it? And I was like, throw it away.
I got asked about this. And they were like, what is this? And I was like, it's a keychain. And they were like, it's a bullet. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, it's literally engraved.
It's a piece of brass.
I was like, and it's for cigars.
Yeah. In all fairness, though, I was 13 years old in the late 90s and was wearing JNCO jeans with a wallet chain.
I'd be more interested.
And I had a
cocaine carrier,
G.I. Joe AK-47 hanging off of it. And they made me throw it away because it looked like a firearm.
Wow.
Gay.
Damn. So. Yeah, your keychain nowadays doesn't overly surprise me.
If I was TSA, I'd be more concerned about the other one you have on there.
You know, I remember
a little.
Yeah,
this little guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I was young and I had a keychain that looked like that. Now I just have this.
Yeah.
With my 800 milligram Motrin, it's all broken.
That's like a 650, bro. It is now.
Yeah. That's literally it.
Yeah.
Because I got to the point.
That's.
Yeah.
Like,
I like this. Where'd you get this?
This one.
Amazon.
This one comes apart if I only want to carry the key.
Where'd you get this?
Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah.
I like
this. Look at it. Because those goddamn keys are expensive.
Let's see. You got one, two, three, four, five. He has six key rings and two keys.
Yeah, I just keep adding key rings.
Six key rings and two keys.
This is more than two keys.
No, that's it. You have two keys right there. Two keys. Nothing else on there is a key.
So all of these.
That's not a key. Yeah.
These are all to all the doors in my store.
That's a key fob. Oh, so your valet key doesn't count. Yeah,
these all run my store.
Yep.
Including,
those are separate, right? Yeah, they're separate than your car key.
And it's even my safe.
Yeah.
But like everything runs my store. And then this, do you know what that is?
Mailbox.
Nope.
Oh, Harley.
Looks like a
store. You want to know the hilarious thing? Guess whose bike that goes to?
Kibby's.
Nope.
Caitlin's?
Oh.
And the only reason I have this is that for some reason, Caitlin got somewhere without her fob to her Harley. I can put that in and put the pin code in and still start the bike.
Yeah. You don't even have to put it in. She just needs to put the
pin have code. Yeah. All my work keys on a separate ring that I can hook to whichever key I'm taking that day.
And do you know why that Harley key is on my keychain? She put it there. It wouldn't even be on my keys.
She's like, hold this.
This is
like,
my cigar lock. At 4.9.
And then
I'm going to need a copy of that. No kidding.
It is also your locker.
I tried to cut my keys all the way down because I had a guy that I really, really respect a lot. His opinion is very valuable to me. And he told me one time, keys are nothing more than a check mark for how much stress you have in your life. So the less keys you have on you. Yeah. The less keys you have on you, the less stress you
have. See, I have two keys. Fuck you, John.
So I have, let's see, hold on. I have my house key, which I never use because I have a keypad.
I don't even carry a house key because I have a keypad.
I do because I'm horrible at changing batteries. Nope.
But even then, I have the pin code that opens my garage door so I can just go through there.
That's like, true. I have my mailbox
until your fucking power's out.
My mailbox key.
In which case, I don't want to be home anyway.
I have the lock for my hitch, and then I have the lock for my bed cover.
Work, house, two mailbox keys. Hitches, and a handcuff key because you gotta have
just in case.
See all of those.
I have a separate key ring in my truck that has all my work keys, all the
back
other
door
bullshit,
to the
all
my
all
store,
the keys and shit.
The cages on the front of my store.
Yep.
The cages I have to roll up. That's
important.
That's another back door key. That's the master. Ooh, that's why it says do not
the
duplicate.
Master back door key.
And then this one opens up my studio. And that's
now when you go in my office, I have a whole shelf
drawer of keys.
A whole shelf full of keys. Yeah.
No, so like my mailbox key, it's in the fucking dash of my car.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like,
yeah, I leave mine in my, it's in the door.
Yeah. It's in the dash of my car. Cause I'm like, cause we live in one of those, well, your houses, all of our houses are in the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
We all live in master plan communities. So it's one of those, we have those giant bays that have all your lock boxes and shit like that. So I'm like, but it's like three blocks away. And I'm like,
my problem
fucking
is,
walking up there.
Yeah, mine's like
fucking.
I never know which vehicle I'm going to be in. So that's why.
I only own the one car.
I have it on the mobile.
I only own one car and I'm not going to put it in a bike. So.
And then my bike keys are on a fucking carabiner. I just clip them onto my belt.
My bike keys in my bike. It's been there for like 3 years.
My fob.
I have.
Last time you drove it?
When's the last time you started it?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
I had to move it in the shop.
Oh, let me.
Fuck.
I can tell you.
I need to update the date on my.
I can tell you the last time it was taken out.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you took.
Can I take it out?
Yeah.
I just
was that the last time you rode?
Yep.
No, it's a fun bike. Yeah.
It's just one of those like I just want to ride as many different motorcycles. Yeah. Like, no,
you should try it.
Yeah, I'd love to ride it.
I think it's a fun bike to ride.
the last time I'll that it was started when people were here.
Yeah, you should let Mikey, who hasn't touched a bike in 20 years.
I let Justin get
He just went out of the course.
Well, exactly. It was like his day after the course.
That meant absolutely nothing.
But I'm like, okay, all you've ridden is the course bikes, ride like a real bike.
Yeah, ride a real bike.
I've rode. Oh, Justin's fucking been in my sidecar.
So the last time you started it when people were here. We noted it on the dry erase board in my office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We did.
I think it's SJBS and then a date. It is Scott Jansen bike start.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I'm looking for a 103 with the 6-speed attached.
What do you get? Do you have like a
I have the platform 131
to trade?
Nope.
Oh. I was like, I'll give you my 103 if you get me a 131.
No. So
yeah.
So I talked to Kim.
Well, that makes sense. You buy the 131, you pay him the difference, and then sell him the fucking.
That's a massive difference. Well, that crate motor versus that 103 is.
That crate motor is like $6,000.
Yeah, I can get a 103 out of a fucking wrecked bike for like 3 raspberries.
I'll give you a 103 and $4,000.
We'll talk.
See?
No, so
making deals.
There's a path.
No,
here.
We can
master it's, negotiator
it's
over here.
It's better than taking your 103 and putting it in the corner of the shop.
Okay, so Kivy and I had a conversation on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Where we were both drinking. So this that's how we know this was a good idea. Yeah.
This is the best idea. Shit.
Yeah. So we have access to pick up a Sportster frame for $125.
And you want to put a 103 in it?
Nope.
Okay.
I have
fucking lift off.
Yeah. I have a Street Glide with an 88, a stage 2 88 in it.
Okay.
Oh.
With a 5-speed.
So you want to put the 88 in the
Sportster. I want to put the 88 and the 5-speed in the Sportster. It's an $800 kit out of Germany to be able to do a 240 on the back of the Sportster.
Ooh.
Okay. And then put the 103 into the Street Glide. Because that Street Glide we essentially have to weld the front engine mount shut and then just drill a new hole. And the engine mount's all just, other than that, there's no difference.
Yeah.
So we can mount the 103, but then we want to stuff the 88 and the 5-speed into a Sportster and put a 240 on the rear. So yeah, just keep your eye out because I need a 103 with the 6-speed still attached.
Okay.
Or when you buy your crate engine.
No.
It's going to come crated in a new bike.
Yeah, it's going to come crated with an M8.
And that's the thing now is like you were talking about trying to do that engine upgrade and shit. And it's like.
I was going to until the new M8s and all the fucking shit came out.
Like the new ST.
Yeah, no, I'm all
it's
set.
It's fucking bananas.
But it's so different. And that's the big thing. Like how my bike, how it's set
They're
up
smaller.
Right now. No, they are. But how my bike is set up right now, like there isn't anything else I need to do to it.
Because
like I can ride that thing for 10,000 miles and not have a single.
I rode the dog shit out of the new 2024, the new M8 and all that kind of shit. I rode, it's smaller. It's, I don't like the new fairing though. And I rode a Road Glide.
Yeah.
So I went from my Road Glide to that Road Glide. The new Road Glide's fucking loud.
Yeah.
It doesn't
like deflect. Wind noise or?
Yeah, the wind noise is insane. Hmm. It's fucking loud, but it's smaller and it's way more nimble.
The only other upgrade that I would do to mine is I wouldn't fuck around and play the game with all the engine work to upgrade my 103. I would just pull it and drop a fucking 131 and throw some fun stuff in that 131 in it. There's no replacement for displacement.
Nope. That's all you have your bike is. It's tuned. It's strong.
It's good for what I wanted it to be.
But the thing,
wanted it to be a performance bagger.
But he and I
103.
But like he and I took off from a light, and I ride a 114. I ride a stage 2 114.
But it's an M8.
And it's an M8.
It's not a twin cam.
And
there's a big difference.
And it's a totally it's a different animal. We took off. We had a good time. It
goes into torque at that.
Well, and it's also not me going like your bike's slow. It's just I have a new and much bigger engine. Yeah. In my bike. And
your, what year's yours? 23?
Mine's a 23.
Your bike is 12 years newer than
mine. Yeah. and that's why after we did that pull and shit, I wasn't like,
Hey,
you got to tune that shit or whatever. It's like, look, I drive a much newer, much bigger displacement tuned bike.
And I had a passenger, so, that extra 115 pounds made a big difference.
I'll put her on the back of mine and we'll still do a pull and we'll see how it goes.
But it's different now. You got cams, exhaust intake, all that.
Right. And it's fully tuned. Like it's a full It's a full on stage two. Like, it's,
if you guys go on Sunday, I'll count me.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Fuck yeah.
I haven't rode a view in forever.
Yeah.
You know, we could take the long route back out to fucking Screaming Goat. I think for his bike, that's about the right distance.
Oh, Fredericksburg would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm good with
that. He gets 100 miles a tank.
He gets 100 miles a tank.
120.
100 miles a tank.
Exactly. If you're going to keep up with us, you get 100 miles.
I'm not breaking a siphon this time.
Well, when I was getting 120, we were doing about 120. So,
but the funny thing is about all those bikes, the funny thing is about all those bikes is that just 120 cruising, like both of ours will just calm down. It'll just sit there and just pull the speed.
No, we were working them.
But yeah, that's about perfect. Yeah. Fredericksburg, you'd get out there. You'd need to,
I'd top off too. But
I would too.
Fuel up and
do whatever. Comes. You know, the beautiful thing about having power in your bike is that you have all this power in your bike. The horrible part is that you ride and you can literally watch the needle move. And yep. You're like,
I've never, ever one time in my life ridden my bike for fuel economy.
No.
So the 100.
I don't know if I've ever even mathed it to see if I was getting something decent.
I only noticed when I got to that performance level of just like, God damn.
See, my gas gauge is fucked up, right? So it's full and then it goes to half pretty quick. And then from half to empty, it just kind of like hangs out for a little while. And I don't really know I need to fill up until my reserve comes on.
So because I have a newer bike, I have that interface that tells me we're remaining on the fucking.
Mine does that too. Remaining 50 and under.
And that's very accurate. So mine has a remainder of how much mileage I have. Yeah. The problem is then it'll do something like I'll be on 1604 and found some tuned Supra that wants to play. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So then I'm doing a buck 10 in third gear.
Right.
And you're just watching that number go. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
So I get 200 miles a tank.
That's about what I'm at.
I don't get any less than 200 a tank. And it doesn't matter how I ride. I ride like a fucking asshole. I get 200 miles a tank.
240 if I'm riding it normal.
I'm willing to bet I could probably get like 260, 275 if I rode it like normal people ride their bikes.
I will never know this.
I wouldn't either.
If I rode it. If I rode it like everybody else that has a giant bagger like I have, you're right. I could probably get 260, 270 out of it. But I did not go buy a bike like that to figure out what 10% throttle feels like.
Right.
As evidenced by our last ride where we decided like,
let's go.
see you on the other end.
Yep.
Fucking sitting there slamming each other's helmets going like, there's a fucking cop. And he was watching the construction area, so we didn't really need to slow down, but still. But Sunday.
That'd be fun.
Let's go.
I haven't ridden mine in a while, so.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do Fredericksburg ride.
If I do a Fredericksburg ride, I'm good for another 3 years.
So. Plus, we can go out there and get schnitzel.
Do love me some schnitzel.
There's a fucking, the German restaurant out there that's next door to Alstadt. That schnitzel is fucking crazy.
I usually go to Auslander's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, really that's usually my go-to for schnitzel as well up there.
Right on the main drag.
That's the one. And then the
I leave the bike back by
the beer cheese at the brewery will fucking change your life.
That's Allstadt.
Yeah,
That's Allstadt.
That fucking beer cheese there is fucking, I want to live in that shit.
But when I ride up there, I park in it's just a parking lot. It's like a community parking lot that's down there by the Naval Museum.
Yeah, on the back end.
Just leave the bikes back there. There's trees. You park underneath the trees. It keeps your saddle from fucking getting baked in the sun. Yep. And then you just, it's a block. Yeah. And you walk up and you're on the main drag.
Yeah.
Too easy.
But that's usually where I park.
Let's go Sunday.
Okay. I like it.
Boom.
So would you say you're a master planner?
No.
Did you just plan that?
I don't know. If I could master one skill, what would it be? I'm still going with Kung Fu.
Kung Fu is a good one.
What the fuck is Kung Fu going to get you in your life?
Kung Fu fighting.
It's Kung fucking Fu, man.
No, it's not just that. It's there's
like OG traditional,
Bruce Lee Kung Fu.
No, that's Wing Chun.
Not Jeet Kune Do.
You just want to strangle bait. That's all I know about Kung Fu.
That's what you want to master?
No, that's all I know about.
Figure out the exact timing before you pass out.
That's all I know about Kung Fu. All the Kung Fu guys I know died strangle baiting.
Imperial Chinese Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Because
is it more because of the actual?
Yes. It's the it's the discipline and mindset that comes with
You're talking like
actual kung fu masters.
You're talking like Chinese monk kung fu.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I understand.
Not, I'm really good at throwing a punch.
We're like your astro body fucking gets the chi to fucking stop a motherfucker's heart from 6 feet away.
That's Buddhist. But
yeah.
Master the Force.
So Kung Fu does have several different disciplines.
I'm gonna be a Jedi.
Kung Fu is about as close as you're getting, to be honest with you.
Probably pretty accurate.
But yeah, no, you're 100% on, John. It's right. the old imperial Chinese Kung Fu of the whole, like, the different disciplines, the different styles and stuff. But because of what it comes with being a master of that, so yeah. A lot of it is... Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, why when veterans are good at being self-employed, when they're good business owners, what that comes with. And that comes from, we were in the military and we were taught MDMP. So there's a military decision-making process.
Oh, I told you learned MDMA.
Yeah, there you go. But
that's two things.
And they're making jokes, but as business owners, I've watched them apply it. It is literally like, here's the opportunity.
What's MDMP?
The military decision-making process.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it's, you know, it boils down to being risk adverse.
It's
or but not well, as risk adverse, I guess.
It comes down to proper risk assessment.
Yeah.
And
ORM, so, you're up a creek without it.
And so the proper risk assessment piece is what's part of the military decision-making process. And that's the whole, like, here's the target. Here's the assets available. Here's what, you know, the risks that are involved with it. This is what the outcome could look like and all that kind of stuff.
Acceptable loss.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Kung Fu is very, very
fancy way of saying gambling.
How many people can die before we cancel this?
There you go. The MDMP is of 7 steps. Receipt of mission analysis, course of action, development, course of action analysis, course of action and comparison, course of action approval, and orders production. It's an analytical process that assists the commander and staff in developing, integrating, and synchronizing their plan.
It's a 5-paragraph order.
It is.
It's SMEAC.
But that's which, like, I just wrote a business plan that I had to give to a bank, and you have to do a SWOT analysis inside of those. It's the same fucking thing. So if you want to know why veterans that get out and start businesses and are suddenly very successful at running their businesses, whether or not you are admitting that you're using this process.
You are.
Yeah. You are, even as a junior enlisted guy, this was embedded into you. They may not have given you all the acronyms, but they trained this skill set into you.
Yep.
Kung Fu comes with a lot of that.
So what's SMEAC?
It's a 5-paragraph order.
But what does it stand for?
Situation, mission, execution, administration, logistics, command, and signal.
So ours is similar but different. It's Sergeant Major Eats Sugar Cookies.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yep.
We don't have the L.
Well, no, it's situation, mission, execution, service and support, command and signal.
Yeah. Administration, logistics, service and support, literally same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. SMEAC, what are your guys' troop leading steps? Do you remember those?
No. Go that way. Don't bother me.
Yeah.
Ours was
take knee, face out, pull security, drink water, put babe powder on it, change your socks.
BAMSIS. It's begin the planning, arrange the reconnaissance, make the reconnaissance, issue the order, complete the planning, supervise.
Yeah, you just said MDMP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just the Marines are like, we're different. We're shoot 'em up sailors and we do things different.
Shoot 'em up sailors say BAMSIS. I can shoot 'em up sailors.
Yeah, so I'm still like, man, I'm gonna
say, dude, I don't know. Dude, I always say it. I've said it for years that I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none.
You know what I would like to
asking master. Me to be a master of something. That's
you snap my order. Fingers can be good at anything. Close up practical magic.
You know what I would like to master?
Fucking A.
Yes. Stock market investments.
Like I said, close up practical magic.
Yeah, exactly.
One of these.
Real estate.
One of these.
No, I would like to master day trading, essentially. Like, I would like to be able to figure out exactly.
You just want money.
No, it's not about that.
Yeah. Because, yes, it is.
No,
why the fuck else you
do day trading? Fucking, yeah,
no, because, like, I think it's very, I don't know. There's so many factors that go into figuring out exactly.
Justin's like, your Rubik's Cube's making noise.
There's so many factors that go into actually figuring out right? And it's not just like reading metrics or looking at graphs or watching how the stock market is changing. Like, there's so many other factors that go into it. Like, you really have to research every individual company in space.
Yeah, I just
want to figure out what's going on with it.
I just want the insider shit.
But it's not even about you. Essentially, you
want to learn insider trading.
But you have, if you can master day trading, you essentially have insider trading.
Yeah,
true. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Like, because I don't know. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And that it's risk adverse. No. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you mastered it, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't it be?
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong word. It's risky. But you learn how to read it.
Yeah, but if you're mastered of it.
That's what I mean. Like, I think it'd be really fun.
You should be fucking solid. It would just be making money at that point. It's just like, what are you doing today? I'm just making more money.
But then everything else falls into place. Like, if I had $1 billion, I could be really good at everything else.
And at the same time, you wouldn't have to be.
Exactly.
It's true.
Be like, oh, I'm not really good at this, but that guy is. Hey, I'll give you $1 million.
That's what I need to be. I just need to be that guy.
The guy that's really good at something to get $1 million?
Yeah.
Okay. Just,
you know, that's what I'm going to master.
So what do you want to master?
Just whatever I'm good at. Yeah, I just want to master being that guy. I want to be, you know, remember, it's the guff. It's the generally useful fucker. I'd like to master being a generally useful guy. You know?
I'll hear you.
Just fucking.
I feel like that only works at a certain level, though.
Sometimes.
Like, but if you're a generally useful guy.
I mean, you got problem solvers at every level.
But if you're a generally useful guy.
Right, but they're problem solving at specific
things. You're always problem solving for somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes. Sometimes. And I think about this, like, look at like Six Sigma is a good example of that. You're problem solving, but you could apply those principles to any situation, right? Any situation to trim out non-value at a time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and that could go.
Sure. But if you don't know fuck all about programming.
I'll give you an example.
That doesn't really help you all that much.
But that's why you have subject matter experts that you rely on.
You
know, right?
So, like, but you have to be an expert at that subject.
But you have to be those individuals have to be experts at that subject. But you as a project manager just needs to be an expert.
Right. But if you don't understand it, and so you
don't
go
need
like,
to.
Hey, just don't do that. And it's like, no, we have to do that. And it's like, no, it doesn't.
Well, and that's where
value add. And it's like, but you don't understand how the fuck this is made.
Sure, sure.
Like,
and that's where that's why even in any kind of value stream mapping, there's going to be some sort of non-value added time that's still needed.
That'd be like looking at value added time in the cigar world and be like, well, you know, if we just didn't age the tobacco, we could have cigars on market a lot faster.
Yeah. Sure.
Like,
sure.
Or if we made them smaller, they smoke them faster.
And it's like, hey, that's a non-negotiable, you know, like that this is a process that needs to be there no matter what. It's like, okay, so that's a part of value added or non-value added time that you can't cut out because that's production time. Right. Or something like that. Like, you could do it like.
You know what I hate about the project management model?
Like the guy who came in and taught me this shit?
Six Sigma.
Like
nobody uses it anymore.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's like Scrum models. Nobody uses Scrum model. Like the project management world is changing like every 3 minutes. And I'm like,
he's
not wrong.
If you're in a manufacturing environment, they use it very heavily.
Constantly. Well, that's really what
Six Sigma even had a fucking name. Like they were still just going like, how do we make it more efficient? Yeah. That's where the...
That's how they.
That's where Henry Ford made all of his money. Just like, okay, instead of being on demand, let's just put the shit in a line.
Yeah, he did the 5S.
And so you know, but people, but God, fuck, in the project management world, like both of our wives are in it, and every time we look at it, I'm like, well, now we've changed this, that, and the other, and I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. The project management world's inefficiency is the fact that they're constantly fucking changing it. There's no standard.
I
want
to change mine, and I want to be a master at international relations. And I want to be able to go sit in
talk
between.
To her. There's She's one got right a there. Master's degree in it.
There's one right there.
But I want to be that guy where, like, right now I'd get called and I have to sit down with Iran and Israel.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is
would be so fun.
When I was consulting, like between my gig and when I went to self-employment and I was just consulting, that's all I did. Is like these companies would call me and go, hey, this is fucked. And I'm like, cool, let's have a meeting. And I'd get a bunch of people on a fucking phone call and I'd go, you're fucked and you're fucked.
You could
stop doing this, that, and the other. And then they would just send me checks.
Start or end world wars. Well, how fun would that be?
How do you think they start and end?
Exactly. I want to be that guy.
Like, have you watched the Fallout show on Amazon?
Not yet.
Okay, so
I heard it's really good.
Okay, put a little fucking warning on the screen or whatever right now, because I'm about to get you some fucking spoilers.
No.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
All I'm going to say is, as you watch the show, you find out that all of the problems are existing. Guess who made them?
God.
Biden.
Nope. And it wasn't
the guy who's solving the problem.
Yeah.
Every time, man.
Well, every fucking time.
That's basic story structure, though.
The guy that has the solution,
you know,
made the fucking problem.
I appreciate you saying this on the debate, because the whole point of this part of our show
is that we invent a problem to solve.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do.
And
we're a master debater.
And honestly, the only shocker in Fallout is, if you've never seen any of the games at all, that's where the story has twists.
Like the Hunger Games?
Yeah, like it's a Fallout game.
Fallout has like, like nine games underneath the title. But if you've never played any of the games, then sure, there's twists in the show.
Sure.
If you're even pseudo aware of how the Fallout franchise exists,
yeah,
you know exactly what's going to happen. Ooh, in this
show. So it's going to be like a fucking brand new thing for me.
Yeah. But I mean, it's all that kind of stuff. It's like
the little cartoon guy.
Pretty sure I played the original Fallout, and that was about when I quit video games.
Yeah, but even then, that was you find out at the end.
Back in my day,
oh fuck, all this shit that we're fighting is I'm fighting as the people that made this problem. But like it's, and so it's a
So it's like Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's 100% just Resident Evil. Like, okay, we're fighting zombies because for the company that made the fucking zombies.
I get it.
Yeah, it's
Umbrella Corp.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So
what do you think's going on in the world today?
It's every government, too. Yeah. It's like, we have this problem. You made the problem. Yeah. We're fighting the problem.
The problem
But it's your problem.
You're fighting the problem you created.
Yeah.
The problem is
climate change.
That's a fake problem.
By the way, I know a couple of weeks ago I harped on the whole fucking meme thing about like, don't post shit unless you know the facts. But all of the fucking thirst trap Greta themes that are coming through.
Loving it.
Fucking. Thumbs up. You're doing the Lord's work. Thumbs up. So goddamn good.
Not familiar.
There's a couple.
You haven't seen these?
There's a couple of those memes where I'm like,
okay. Yeah. It's not bad. It's a bunch of AI generated art. But it's like, it's Greta Thunberg, it's with
Greta
like
Thunberg's tits out.
Like fucking.
It's probably about that time, right?
She's over 18. Oh, it's.
No, she's. It's everybody waited. I'm going to give it to them.
I will give the internet waited. That. They waited until she was legal. And but they were like, game on.
That fucking cunt turned 18. And they were like, hey, look what you look like as a sex doll.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before she starts an OnlyFans.
Gosh, she'd fucking.
Yeah,
she'd fucking.
Now here's the part about it, right?
If she doesn't donate all of it,
you have to do forensic
Greenpeace. Yeah, or some
you have
shit,
to do forensic fucked. Accounting to see if she uses it for her.
Yeah.
Buy a jet. Buy a fucking Lamborghini.
Yeah. I'm gonna feel ashamed after I beat off to this. Not my most proudest jerk. No, I've beat it to way worse than that. Shit.
Oh my goodness. If you want to know what the guys are looking at, go join the Freedom Friends Facebook group.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
There's a ton of these. That one in the fucking like the wingback chair.
Yes.
The
fucking,
that shit's rowdy. There's the, by the way, scroll up a little bit. A little bit more. Right there. That's the post that I got tagged in like 8,000 times.
Yeah.
So that is a Stutz city truck. So that is a city service fire truck. And they delivered ground ladders to fire department to fires. That is a Woodspoke Stutz.
Nice.
And that's the project that a good friend of the show, Bradley Freeman, actually is currently working on.
Oh, sweet.
But I got tagged in it like a bajillion times.
Yeah, he texted me today, actually.
And Bradley's a good fucking dude.
He's a good fucking
dude. Yeah, he dropped off some booze that we haven't got to yet.
You mean the booze that's almost gone?
No.
Oh, to the monkey shoulder.
He dropped off the monkey shoulder and the Devil River coffee bird,
man.
Wow.
I think he dropped that because we spoke so highly of the agave stuff.
Yeah.
So I think he brought us.
And it's 80 proof, too. I appreciate it.
Very sippable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways.
I might have to.
I'm still going to go with morning. Kung Fu, mainly so that I can pull the fucking Keanu Reeves and just one point, just like wake up. Just
Kung
like,
Fu.
I know kung fu.
Then we Scott, go. What are you doing?
Aviation.
Yeah. Mikey?
I fucking don't know, man.
What do you mean? You can master one
thing.
You
can do kung fu.
And the okay. Drums?
Bro, Mikey.
Guitar would be
sick. Mikey, think about it. We're both kung fu masters, and then we get in a top rope situation.
Oh, it's game
Who's
on.
Got the twisted tee?
We don't need a twisted tee. We're kung fu masters.
No, somebody needs twisted
tee. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
I don't care if you're a kung fu master or not. You have to play into the social norms. And that's if you're coming up the top rope, it comes with the
twisted tee. You're Jackie Chan with a twisted tee.
Then you're Bruce Lee.
Just cutting,
you're fucked, bro.
Just no, I'll take Brandon Lee.
Who do you think would win? Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee? Who do you think would win?
Probably Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, probably Bruce.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think Jackie would make Bruce laugh.
I love
Jackie's tougher than fuck.
Jackie is an actor. Jackie is an actor.
He does his own stunts.
He does?
Jackie's an actor. He does his own stunts, but Jackie is an
so
actor.
So does Tom Cruise. He's weird as fuck.
Bruce later on did movies. But Bruce Lee was the best. Like, he's just that good. The man played ping pong with nunchucks. That's true.
That's crazy.
That's true. The motherfucker was a robot. He was AI before it was even thought of.
Like,
man.
You watch it even this day, and you're just like, that's fake.
That was before AI.
Yeah. He's fucking amazing.
Jackie's a movie star, and he's still fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Bruce would mop the floor with him. Bruce, it wouldn't even be
Bruce
fucking.
Bruce probably has, 30 pounds on Jackie, too?
Fucking put him in the same weight class. Who cares?
Yeah.
He'd still absolutely kick his ass.
I'm like, Jackie Chan could hit me. Well, he would hit me.
And Jackie Chan could hit you 40 times before you realized you were in a fight.
Yeah. But I'm like,
and Bruce is beyond that. Yeah. Like,
he did you once. You wouldn't even know what planet you're on.
70 yeah. times before right. you.
Speaking of which, because I have a giant internet platform, I'm going to go ahead and fucking say this. They are remaking The Crow. Fuck you.
Yeah,
to
fuck
whoever
you.
The fuck came up with that idea.
Fuck
I don't
them.
I, yeah. They're so
this is the first I'm hearing about it.
It's
they
filmed.
Get, they can go fuck themselves.
It's filmed. This isn't even like going into production. It's already done. They have it's the promo done? Out. Yeah, this is coming out. This Who is gonna it? Happen.
Did Alec Baldwin?
If it's not and, Crow, it's not
direct
shit.
This one.
And the original people that made the film came out and was like, this is insulting. The Crow was Brandon Lee's legacy. That was the last piece that we had of the Lee family. There was no reason for this movie to be redone. There's no way you can improve this. And it's fucking gross.
I hope it fucking tanks.
The new way that they've costumed the Crow, like everything they've done with it is just utterly fucked. As somebody that went to film school, and typically I will respect you're going to do whatever the fuck, okay? This is gross. Like, what the fuck? Fuck.
Yeah,
and
fuck you
for doing this. Like, this shouldn't fucking happen.
I agree with that.
And I'm only saying that because I have an open mic on the fucking internet. Nobody can stop me.
The only thing that really fucking bothered me about The Crow was the amount of fucking Crow Halloween costumes that we've dealt with since.
You know what? I love it because of that. Because Brandon Lee didn't survive the end of the filming.
Yeah.
Right? And this was a film that was made in the early 90s. And 30 years later, there's still motherfuckers pulling from this thing that should have tanked. If that thing was made now,
tank.
The original Crow made now wouldn't have made it out of an indie film.
No, it was made the right time.
And that shows that film actually had a cultural impact, which is what art is supposed to do. Art should have a cultural impact. It should elicit a response. It should elicit a buy-in.
So that guy with no arms and no legs you hung on a wall is supposed to have a cultural impact?
If you walked into my house and I had a living man hanging on the wall,
I would make an impact on
you. Yeah, I'm just saying.
What about the dude who sold the banana?
You're just jealous of it, wasn't you?
You're goddamn right.
Yep, see?
What a fucking G, dude.
Because then you have guys like Banksy that sold that piece of art and built a shredder into the frame. So that when it's sold for $2.5 million,
it's not about the guy.
As soon as they ended, he hit the button and it shredded the art in the frame as it came out. And then it sold for $17 million after that.
It's not the guy who sold the banana. It's where he sold it.
Yep.
Because there's people that sell bananas in Japan and they don't get that much money.
Yeah, but they're only selling banana slices.
No, it's just one banana at a time.
Well, they're not really selling the banana. They're selling the...
Do your headphones work?
He's busy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking softball and you fucking whiffed.
It was a banana joke? I'm over it. I'm fucking over it.
Just like he's not a crayon eater. He's a shoot 'em up sailor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. We're moving on. It's a new generation.
I agree. I used your Marine joke, actually.
It's a, I still stand behind that joke.
Solid fucking
I think
joke,
it's a man. Solid fucking
solid joke. And I was like, if you're going to do it, be creative. And I gave you credit. I was like, my buddy Jazz hit me with the best one I've heard. And I told him. And they were like, good. Fuck, that is good. I'm like, yeah. Be fucking original, man. Like, I'm a good sport. I'm a comedian, for fuck's sake. Like, I'm going to be a good sport about a good joke.
Do you know why I like that joke? Why I'm so proud of it? Is it actually shows that I paid attention to what the fuck Marines are. Like, I admire the Corps, but here's an actual detail of the Corps.
And it's a joke.
So if we're going to make a joke, at least be fucking accurate.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. That's why they don't use alphanumeric job designators. Yeah. It's all numbers.
I heard a good joke. I got to try to remember it.
Because the alphabet's hard.
Bear with me.
Man, there's no fucking way they're counting and doing the alphabet at the same time.
The difference between the services. The Air Force is told to... I'm sorry. I'm going to start with the Navy. They're told to secure the building. Have you heard this one?
No.
So the Navy, they go into the building. They shut the lights off, lock the door. The Army is told to secure the building. They surround the outside of it and they shoot anybody going into it. Marine Corps is told to secure the building. They go inside, kill everybody inside, post on the inside and shoot anybody trying to get in. The Air Force is told to secure the building and they put a deposit on it and close.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was told that this weekend. Yeah.
And accurate.
You're right.
That's an accurate joke.
But that's why jokes are good. The crayon eater thing, it just.
It's not even a good joke.
No. But this wasn't it's a banana joke.
I know. I'm not shitting on your joke. I'm not shitting on your joke.
He's absolutely shitting on your joke.
I know he was. I was mad at it. I paused, waited
honestly,
for effect.
Honestly, I didn't hear it.
You didn't. Yeah. That's what I was like.
You were in your own world. Broke.
We were all directing it.
I zoned out. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
Okay.
It's time.
Damn, boy.
I'm not mastering shit, except the bait.
You look responsible.
You know what? If you mastered shit.
Why don't you open your mouth and babysit some of my kids?
Eek. I found out something wildly interesting about semen that I did not know about.
Like Navy people?
No. Oh. No.
Like cum.
Okay. Like big cums.
I'm all ears.
Did you know?
Nope.
You probably didn't. After we bust into a lady, do you know where the rest of it goes?
Down her butt crack?
Typically on my sheets.
Nope. Just kind of gets fucking absorbed into their body cavity, which means every woman that we've ever came in
is part man.
Is part us. In some form or fashion. It just gets lost in the fucking abdominal cavity. It just keeps swimming. So they're all a bunch of dories. Just keep swimming.
Nope.
Just keep swimming.
Because I'm hung like a Baby Bell cheese. That never got near the abdominal cavity.
Like apparently, so it goes up the fallopian tubes, as we all know from fucking, you know.
How much does one load weigh?
Well,
it'd like be fluid ounces.
But you can convert that to... physical weight.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to know how many times it needs to happen before
fuck up Justin's Google.
I want to know how many
could
times.
Could you please Google search?
I think this is a perfect bro science estimate. I think we can handle this, boys.
Could we please find out what the average male ejaculate is in fluid ounces?
If I had to guess, one ish.
Let's see.
I'm going to go
0.75. So
yeah.
You're at 0.75. John?
I don't know.
I'm going to go, I'm going to double down. I'm going to go 1.6 fluid ounces.
One or less is what I would
guess. I'm going to go 1.6 fluid ounces. I think it's like a shot of Cuervo.
Because I'm looking at a 12 ounce can.
Just enough to make you go, ugh.
And that's way more than 12 shots.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably a half ounce.
Well, a shot's a shot and an ounce and a half.
True.
No, well.
I'm saying shot.
But a bar shot.
I'm not talking about that.
Bar shot's an ounce and a half. I'm going to go.
Ooh, if it's an actual shot. Ooh.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
that's throwing ropes, Doug.
It depends on how long in between.
I just want to know how many times.
Here we go. 0.76 milliliter.
Oh, shit. 0.03.
Is one. The World Health Organization says that the normal semen volume is one to. Jesus Christ.
1 to 7 milliliters.
No. 7.6 milliliters.
That's a bad boy.
That's a lot.
Okay, never mind.
Milliliters is not a lot. 0.03 to 0.17 ounces.
That's like a fucking.
Yeah, but
you gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
I know.
How many times would it take you to fill a 12 ounce can? Right.
Well, the thought process that I was going to this is how many times do I have to do this before she's 1% semen? Because if she weighs, she weighs 115 pounds.
Okay.
That's 1.15 pounds.
Let's take the median. All right. So 1 to 7.6 milliliters. Let's take the median. You're at 4 milliliters. This energy drink that you have is 473 milliliters.
Which is 20 ounces, right?
Which means.
So you need 100 times.
Which means that I come 10% the volume of this can.
1%.
No, 1%.
1%.
It'll take you 100 comes.
That's 100 cums.
Can he drinks it.
I need 12 hours.
Challenge accepted.
I need 12 hours.
In other words, after 12 cums.
At the end of it, you're 0.03.
Yeah.
It tasted different this time.
It's weird. It's a mindset. Hold on.
They have a mean volume of ejaculate. Scroll down. Oh, that's for diabetic men.
Wait. So you come.
There's more.
Hold on.
On the contrary, prostate massage can increase a man's ejaculate volume.
Mm. Obese men are 1.28 to 1.63 milliliters. Oh, no. 1.63 milliliters in normal weight men.
Huh.
But that's saying semen. Is that full ejaculate?
I don't
know. Non-smokers come more. Men who are obese tend to have lower semen volume.
There's no scientific evidence linking masturbation frequency with significantly lower or higher ejaculate volume. That's
bullshit.
Yeah. Tell me that same sentence after the fourth time you jerked off.
Yeah, right? That's a bold-faced lie.
Obviously, your wife has never gone out of town.
What is that? Right? Yeah, right? What is this? Fucking weak. Is this Wikipedia? This is bullshit.
Jerking off has never led to lowered. What the fuck ever? When we were all younger and still dating, you didn't get rid of the wild one right beforehand?
You got to unload the gun. You got to unload the gun. Like,
she's on her way over. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Because otherwise it's going to be wildly mediocre.
Yeah. You can't release an album without putting out a single first.
Yeah. Yeah, you unload show clear. Yeah. Every time. A little bit different in your 40s. A little different. Yeah,
we got 1 to 3 business days in between.
When you're in your 40s, it's just gratitude at that point. It's just a
I think I can go. Maybe tomorrow.
Dude, that's why your 20s and 30s are designed to get good at foreplay.
Do you want to know the biggest difference between when you're in your 20s and you're fucking, when you're 40s and you're fucking?
Yeah, it's back about pain. 40 pounds.
When you're in your 20s and fucking, it's all the like, we're going to give each other massages. This is going to be great. And it's like, yeah, I'm willing to fuck, but could you hit me with a Theragun on my left shoulder?
And then she's like, no.
One is intimate. The other one is physical therapy.
She's like, no, like, that's your reward.
Yeah.
It's afterwards.
Because, you know, if she hits you with the Theragun first, you're passing the fuck out.
Fuck yeah, dude. My wife hit me with one last night. I was laying on the foot of the bed. I could have slept right there. I was like, damn, was it as good for me as it was for you? Like that.
Jesus. Anyways, our cum just keeps going.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I learned this.
Well, hey, this is a great master debate episode. We learned a little something.
Well, you know, we answered right out the gate. We were all on the same page. If we're going to master something, it's going to be bait.
First off, if I've got a masturbate and I'm a kung fu master.
Oh, Jesus.
Instead of a
what you don't punch, know is that if I got cum. That skill, everybody in this room has already cum.
6 times.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
That's just a good buddy. At that point, it's like, you look tense. Shit.
You know the definition.
Feel better? I do.
You know the definition of a best friend? Somebody go downtown, get 2 blowjobs, come back and give you one.
Okay.
Sorry, Jess.
You go downtown way more than I do, big guy.
I don't know if that's true. I avoid that place like the plague. Now that I don't work down there, I don't think I've gone down there
since I don't work down there anymore.
I think maybe five times I've been downtown since I don't work down there.
Sounds like you.
So who'd you get?
Got some fucking debt.
There it was. All right, like, share, subscribe, everybody. Smash those buttons, all those things. I'm gonna raise my glass. I'm gonna say thanks for being my freedom friends, boys. So whether you're good at baiting or good at fucking kung fu, doesn't really matter. We're all here for it. Go out and find something to master, right? And while you're at it, tell your mom.
Tell your friends.
Tell your fucking mom's friends.
It takes 10,000 hours to be a master of something.
You damn right.
And so only, get to sucking.
Yeah, and only about 100 comes to make her 1%, boys. So get to work.
With that stat, John, I am a masturbator.
Can confirm. Same, dog. Same. Yeah, pretty easy. Not hard to do. Three little things. You live your life by them every single day. John?
Smoke on.
Jazz?
Drink on.
God damn it, kids.
Freedom the fuck on.
Later, you masturbators.